We have been invited to go deep during Lent, deep in the sea, deep in the woods, deep in the sky, deep in the wilderness, deep in the earth. Someone described last Sunday's sermon with another deep metaphor, perhaps because it was April 1. They just said, Holly hit it out of the park. If you missed that sermon, please check it out on the MCN website. It's very important in this time of moving forward with the vision. On Palm Sunday, we were invited to dive deep into the mystery and adventure of the deep currents, which are unaffected by what's going on at the surface. Holly connected the deep dive metaphor very appropriately to the proposed MCN vision statement. I grew up in the swimming pool. Very young age, I quickly learned how to shift from the horizontal swimming position, which keeps you floating on the surface, to the vertical position by kicking your legs up in the air. The weight of your body takes you deep to the bottom of the pool. I loved it down there. To go deep, you have to be very intentional about changing your position. The Easter story begins with Mary Magdalene being very intentional. She rose early while it was dark, when it was extra dangerous for a woman to be out in public, to go to Jesus' tomb. Mary saw the stone rolled away and ran to tell Peter and John. Peter and John ran to the tomb, quickly checked things out, and went back to the other disciples. But Mary stayed. Mary waited. Mary thought. Mary wept. And because Mary did all these things, angels appeared to her. Because Mary was willing to be vulnerable, afraid, confused, and emotional, the polar opposites of being in control, because Mary was in touch with her inner self, allowing all of herself to be engaged in this situation. Because Mary didn't exit back to the safety of her home. Because Mary chose rather to exist in uncertainty and unknowing. Because of all this, Jesus appeared to Mary. And Jesus gave Mary a new calling. Prior to this, her calling was to be a disciple, one who learns from Jesus, who experiences healing and transformation. And now her new calling as a disciple was to proclaim the good news. I have seen the Lord. Jesus said very specifically to Mary, tell the disciples that I am going before them. Jesus said to Mary, tell the disciples that I am going before them. I believe Mary had to say, Jesus is going before us many times to the frightened and insecure disciples. They couldn't handle any more changes. I believe Mary kept saying, Jesus is risen. Jesus is going before us. Everything has changed. Jesus is going before us. Come on, guys, follow him in an easterly direction. Mary was a dynamic, motivational speaker, but without any credit for that crucial role and without cash. She kept reminding them, Jesus is going before us. Just follow Jesus. We can do it. I have met Marys at MCN. The Spirit put them here. In the new small groups, a few have identified as having the spiritual gift of faith. And yes, they are all women. The Easter story raises one simple question. Do I believe it? If you don't, I pray that the Spirit of Christ, present among us at this moment, will enable you to believe. It's the most important decision you will ever make, because belief in Jesus' resurrection is what leads to abundant living in this life and forever. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8:11, if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. Paul's talking about the present, not down the road in the future. Someday God's resurrection power will renew all creation. But that same power is available right now to enable us to experience abundant living. But we won't find abundant living on the surface. It requires that we dive deep into the currents, which cannot be seen. It is abundant living that enables us to respond with divine empowerment to the seemingly hopeless, death-like situations which surround us on all sides today, whether those are personal traumas or societal traumas. We become effective in responding to those when we have experienced abundant living. It was Jesus' deep inner life which enabled him to maintain his profound, loving relationships with his Father, with his disciples, and with everyone he encountered. It was Jesus' deep inner life which enabled him to face crucifixion and to forgive those who crucified him. Later in the service, we will remember Jesus' death and celebrate his resurrection by gathering at his table. We have seen the Lord. A rich feast has been prepared for all peoples on the mountain of God. Like Mary, Jesus calls each by name into abundant life. In the 2000 movie, Chocolat, a French village seems to be shrouded by a dark cloud. There's plenty of pain and brokenness and shame and disgrace in their homes and relationships. The controlling mayor makes sure everyone keeps following all the rules. Each Saturday, he rewrites the young priest's sermons. But things begin to change at the beginning of Lent when an outsider arrives and opens, of all things, at the beginning of Lent, a chocolate shop. Much to the consternation of the mayor, she empowers individuals, and they experience healing. And in the process, she finds her own healing. Evil attempts to thwart all this healing and hope, but it cannot be stopped. It's contagious. Early on Easter morning, the mayor wakes up in a literal bed of chocolate and discovers his own healing. In the final scene, the shroud of darkness has lifted from the village. There's joy and laughter and a great feast. Isaiah 25, verses 6 through 9, the Old Testament text for this Easter 2021, places such a feast in a cosmic context. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, a feast of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And the Lord will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheath that is spread over all nations. The Lord will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God, for whom we have waited, so that our God might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in God's salvation. Today, a feast awaits all who have risked going deep into the sea, the woods, the sky, the wilderness, the earth, or the current. We have waited so that our God might save us. Let us be glad and rejoice in God's salvation, God's abundant living. Live the feast God has prepared for all peoples. 1 year ago, like the disciples after the crucifixion, many of us were afraid for our lives. How could we celebrate Jesus' resurrection in a strange land called COVID-19? Giving up all of our Easter traditions was painful, but we tried. Maybe we thought, we'll survive this one time. It has been two Easters without Easter breakfast feasts in the fellowship hall, without joyous Easter singing together in the sanctuary, and for many of us, no Easter feasts in our homes with children and grandchildren coming from afar. But I believe something has happened in this faith community between those two Easters. Marys among us are saying, I have seen the Lord. Jesus is going before us. Follow Jesus in an easterly direction. They've been saying this for years. But I think some of us are now hearing the Marys among us. And some are diving deep and coming back up to share passionate testimonies of what they've experienced. Who imagined that three Sundays in Zoom breakout groups back in January, in which we fumbled around with a lot of words on the screen and grew frustrated at times with each other, who imagined that that could result in a new direction, which is actually exciting some among us this morning? That's what happens when we dive deep into the unknown and allow the Spirit of Christ to open up our eyes. That's what happens when we wait and linger and allow ourselves to be confused about deeper things. For when we do, like Mary, Jesus stands among us in his risen power. That's what can happen when we unite behind a new direction, which calls us all to go deeper. No matter who is not with us this Easter, no matter what is on our table, whether it be the rich foods described by Isaiah, or mac and cheese, may it be a divine feast, a sign to us of abundant living in Christ, a never-ending feast, which is characterizing our lives and welcoming all peoples to our Lord's table. Amen.